Well, thank you for coming. I think you should introduce yourself for those of us who may not know who you are.
Of course. My name is Natasha Bala. I am the associate head of school. I have been the associate head of school for 8 years. But I've been at WIS since 1999, literally since the last century.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us.
I'm also an alum.
Do you want to tell us when?
It was early 80s. Olive Street was still in motion.
What is Olive Street?
Olive Street was the old primary school.
Oh.
That's where I went to school.
Lovely.
And I'm also the stepmom to two WIS alums.
And will there be an potential another alum in a few years?
Yes. My stepdaughter just had a baby, Juliet. Yes.
Class of 2058.
Oh my God, yeah. I imagine I'll be gone by then.
Never. You'll be gone from the room, but for now.
Not the aura.
Thank you for joining us, a special month.
Oh, thank you
for
having me.
We just celebrated Diwali, so can you tell us a bit of what Diwali means to you?
Well, so when I was growing up, Diwali was like, everyone kept saying it was the Christmas of India, which I was like, well, what does Christmas of non-India mean? But really, for my family, Diwali was really a time of coming together. It was a time of food. There were always some envelopes that had some cash in it. It was a time of light, and it was the start of something new, and a time to be together.
And what memory stands out with your family when you think about Diwali?
Diwali is all about light. And, you know, when I was growing up in India, when I was very little, I have these distinct memories of entire rooms being filled with candles and little diyas, which are these clay pots, and firecrackers. It's also a time of card playing and betting. Wow, the Indians know how to do it. And of course, you know, party food, party drinks, celebration that darkness is over and light has begun. So I have these really wonderful memories of living in Lajpat Nagar, in Delhi, with my mom and dad. My sister hadn't made her appearance yet, and it would be wonderful. Houses full of lights and candles and firecrackers and family and sweets, a lot of sweets, laddus. Do you know what a laddu is?
Not even a little bit.
Oh my God, they're like these little gold round goblets of love and sweetness.
Well, I look forward to my delivery next week.
Okay.
And when you think about Diwali and celebrating it, how do you take those memories from when you were little and how do you celebrate Diwali now?
Well, for a long time, when my parents were here, my dad would always have a puja in the house. And he would call a pundit that he knew, and the pundit would come with this conch shell, and he would blow the conch shell, and it would make this, you know, reverberating sound. And then we would have this puja, and he would set up a little mandir, and it would be really quite magical. It would always be around when daylight saving, so it would get just a little bit dark. And we were transplants to this country and trying to remember moments of when we were living in a different place, different for my parents than it was for me. Well, my mom passed 2 years ago, and my dad's living in India. So this year, for the first time ever, I did our family puja. And I had some friends, my sister and my nieces, and I did this whole little, you know, talking about light and in a time when it feels kind of dark. It was a really lovely way of remembering that family and connection to family can sometimes provide a lot of light for your life.
I love that. And what would be your message to the WIS community with Diwali in mind?
Do you know the story behind Diwali?
No, I think you should tell us and our audience.
I'm supposed to look at the camera now. Well, the major story behind Diwali, and there are all these like offshoots to it, but the major story is this idea of Ram and Sita, and Sita got taken, kidnapped by Ravana, and Ram didn't know what to do. And through a series, if I just condense the story really quickly, through a series of multiple different things, what happened was that Sita was saved and brought back, and through the course of her coming back to light their way back home, all of these diyas were lit. And that's how Ram and Sita made their way home. If I wanted a message to come through, really would be about this idea of, you know, sometimes things can feel very heavy and they can feel kind of, you know, there's like, I don't know, a lot to manage. The world is a tricky place right now. And it's about everything from, you know, global warming to conflict to, am I going to have someone to have lunch with? And through those moments, I think Diwali really talks about this idea of where do you find the light in your life? I don't mean that to be cheesy. It's not like a Hallmarky thing. But it is about this idea of you can find light in some very expected places, like your family and your friends and breaking bread or chapati over a dinner table, and from some really unexpected places, you know, like people that you meet that bring something to your life, or travel, or the idea of just kind of having a moment to sit and say, I am grateful for the things that I have. And also, how can you ever be sad when you have a laddu in your hand? But you don't know what a laddu is yet.
No, but I'm looking forward to my delivery.
Yes, I got that. I'm picking up what you put down. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you. You are most certainly the light out west. So thank you for coming.
Oh, well, that's sweet. My pleasure. This is great. Happy Diwali to you.
Happy Diwali.